Who knows what evil lurks in the hearts of men? The Shadow knows.
The three great Linux home brighteners, Linux Clear Gloss Varnish, Linux Cream Polish, and Linux Self-Polishing Wax, created by Acme, America's great producer of fine Acme quality paints, bring you the thrilling adventures of the Shadow, the hard and relentless fight of one man against the forces of evil. Millions have learned what wonders Chemtone, the miracle wall finish, can do. And those same homemakers are now discovering the modern way to new beauty for their floors, woodwork, and furniture. The three great Linux home brighteners. Linux self-polishing wax, which beautifies your floors. Linux cream polish, which cleans as it polishes, leaving no oily film on your furniture. And Linux clear gloss varnish, which protects all wood and linoleum in your home. You'll find the three great Linux home brighteners at your hardware, paint, or department store. Your headquarters also for Chemtone, the miracle wall finish. The Shadow, who aids the forces of law and order, is in reality Lamont Cranston, wealthy young man about town. Years ago in the Orient, Cranston learned a strange and mysterious secret, the hypnotic power to cloud men's minds so they cannot see him. Cranston's friend and companion, the lovely Margot Lane, is the only person who knows to whom the voice of the invisible shadow belongs. Today's drama, The Destroyer. This is a bright spring day. Sunshine, soft breeze blows through the city streets. There's a kind of little man out for a morning walk. He has graying hair, deep blue eyes, and a gentle expression on his face. As he walks and breathes the fresh, clean air, he's thinking. Listen.
This is a lovely day. Beautiful day. It's a curious thing, but days like this make one feel rather philosophic. You begin to think about life and about death, about the meaning of existence. That book I read last night, it made me think, too. I can't get it out of my head. Especially the passage about Herodotus in ancient Hellenes. In 356 B.C., Herodotus deliberately set fire to the Temple of Diana, the greatest of the seven wonders of the world. He destroyed that wonder to make sure that his name would go down in history. And although the mention of his name was forbidden for centuries by the ancient Greeks, it is remembered to this day, while the name of the man who built the temple is long been forgotten. It is the destroyer who's remembered throughout history, not the creator. Who were the famous men of the age? The destroyer. Alexander, Caesar, Genghis Khan, Adolf Hitler. These are the names no man will ever forget. The names of the destroyers. The man who smashed, burned, destroyed, ruined. I could do the same thing. I could make the name of Fontenelle blaze to the world for a long time merely by destroying. For this warehouse I'm passing. Dry kindling. How beautiful its destruction would be. Fire is a beautiful thing. Fire is lovely. Flame, ember, smoke, fire. Blazing the name of Fontenelle to the skies. Mer, the greatest destroyer of all time. Burn, burn, fire, fire!
Hey, Commissioner, get it through.
The
bus passed
through.
Margo Lane.
Fast, Cranston.
This
lane's
through. It's all right.
Thank you a lot, Commissioner.
It was
a fine mess, isn't it?
A fine mess. Five stories of warehouse burned to the ground. Every fire engine in the city called up. Traffic jammed for hours, and all you can say is fine mess.
Well, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes, that's just what it is.
How'd the fire start?
Oh, we don't know, Cranston. The expert's got a hunch it was set off by an arson gang, but that doesn't make sense.
Why not, Commissioner?
Well, look, Miss Lane, the place was empty. Nothing in it wasn't insured. What's the point of burning it down? Nobody makes anything out of it.
I see.
All it did was to make headlines in the papers and a lot of grief for the police and fire department.
It also made a fire.
You're telling me something I don't know?
I'm telling you something you may have overlooked, Commissioner.
Such as what?
This is a case of a man who commits a crime not for money or power or revenge or jealousy, but out of a sheer love of destruction.
Malicious felony, huh?
Somewhere in the city, there's a man walking around with a warped, diseased mind. He's the most dangerous kind of criminal because he'll strike anywhere, anytime, without reason. His mind operates under a crazy logic that makes it impossible to trap him. And yet, he's got to be caught.
Look, let us dull, unimaginative police work about that, will you? You go home and write a book.
You've got your worries cut out for you, Commissioner. How do you know where he'll strike next? How do you know who he is, where he is? That kind of criminal is the deadliest menace and the worst enigma. Lord, if we only knew what he's thinking now.
High soaring flames, a brilliant color, red, orange, yellow, blue, and white. Fire is a lovely thing. It was beautiful to see that great black building enfolded in flames, to watch it slowly crumble into ruin. So begins the first day of Boston Earl's reign of destruction. In a little while longer, I shall destroy before I breathe my name to the world that all men may hammer in horror and fear. Fire was a lovely thing. Now I shall destroy again. Another way. Now I shall destroy not only brick and wood and iron, but human lives, too. It would be a beautiful thing to watch that great hotel across the street spring upward to the skies in a thousand twisting fragments. Explosions! So easy. So beautiful. Explosions! Just this proud, stately building springing itself upward out of the depths of the earth. Explosions! Catastrophe! Explosions! Destruction! Destruction! The eight ball in the side pocket.
Good shot, Merrill.
Yes. And now the 16 ball in the corner pocket. This is a supreme triumph for me. To stand in a club with these naive fools. To play billiards casually, innocently. To act the role of Boston Merrill, kindly little man. With the fire and smoke of destruction still stinging my nostrils.
Well, George, he's done it again.
Yes, and that, gentlemen, winds up the game. What's your score, Green?
I prefer to pay my money without making humiliating admissions.
Uh-huh. And you, Walt?
Half as much as Green. Well, let's get our money up, Green. We've got to pay him. Who'd think kindly old Foster Merrill here was a billiard charge?
What delicious irony, gentlemen. Shall I tell you who destroyed the World Warehouse? Who blew up the Hammond Hotel?
Here's your money.
Shark. And many thanks. Hi-ho. Club life's a dreary thing, gentlemen. I'm bored. Done nothing all day. You know, I could stand a little excitement.
Well, your prayers are answered, Merrill. Here comes our entertainment, the one and only Lamont Cranston.
Oh, good evening, gentlemen. Still wasting your lives in low pursuits, I think.
Well, and how is it with you, Sherlock Holmes?
We bow to your wisdom, old sage.
This will be the best of all. Lamont Cranston, amateur detective, face to face with the destroyer. And he doesn't know it. We'll never know it. Until it's too late.
What reports from the police department, Cranston? Are they appointing you commissioner in Weston's place?
Not yet.
Oh, seriously, Cranston, what's the latest dope on Destruction Incorporated? We're really interested. Green here just had his apartment blown up in a Hammond Hotel explosion.
Well, there isn't much I can tell you.
Crazy man, huh?
We think so.
Yes, after all, what reason could a man have to burn down a warehouse and destroy a hotel?
You really think the same man did both jobs?
Looks that way. I can't be sure.
To be sure, he's clever.
Well, those maniacs always are.
Landing explosives in an elevator shaft.
And disappearing before the police get there.
Haven't you located any clues at all?
No, I'm afraid not. The toughest kind of case to crack. Unmotivated destruction. We have no idea where he'll strike next. We don't know why he destroys. We do know this much. He must be a man who has access to explosives because...
What's the matter, Chris?
Gentlemen, I have just come to a shocking realization.
Hmm? Well, what do you mean?
Which one of you said that?
What? Well, what's the point?
Let's understand each other, please. The fact that the explosive was placed in the elevator shaft of the Hammond Hotel is a strict secret known only to the police and myself.
What? Good Lord.
It means that one of you three, John Green, Richard Wall, or Foster Merrill, is closely linked to the destroyer. Maybe the destroyer himself.
Preston, you're joking.
I'm very serious. Two of you men are innocent. One of you knows what I mean. Sooner or later, I'm going to remember who let that remark slip. When I do, your number is up. Good night, gentlemen.
Oh, that was stupid of me, idiotic, to let the cat out of the bag. I must do something. Yes, I want the world to know my name, but not yet. I'm not ready yet. First must come destruction and still more destruction. Then they will know my name and never forget it. But now, Cranston is too close on the trail. Sooner or later he will remember. Remember and talk. Cranston must be silent. Cranston must not talk. Midnight. The city is quiet. There's Cranston's apartment now. Everything is still shadowy. Time is now. Yes. Now.
Family's preference may be in home decoration, your home is bound to be more beautiful when its floors are well kept and shining. And with Linex self-polishing wax, floors always look their very best without tiresome rubbing or polishing. Yes, with Linex self-polishing wax, which is simply wiped on, your floors are handsome for a long time because Linex self-polishing wax dries to a rich, satiny finish that really lasts thanks to its high content of genuine Carnauba wax. And the finish may be renewed wherever and whenever you like without re-waxing the whole floor. What's more, Linex self-polishing wax is easy to keep lovely, for you whisk surface dirt away in a twinkling with a damp cloth. And Linex self-polishing wax is the anti-skid floor finish, for the Underwriters Laboratories have proved by test that wood, linoleum, and rubber tile floors are actually less slippery after Linex self-polishing wax has been applied. Depend on Linex self-polishing wax, the quick, skid-resistant finish, to give your floors beauty plus protection. Be sure to ask for Linex, L-I-N-X, Linex self-polishing wax. You'll find all three great Linex home brighteners and Chemtone at your hardware, paint, or department store.
Are you sure you didn't bump this guy off yourself?
Why, Commissioner...
Now, take it easy, Miss Lane. I was just kidding.
You'd better not kid about murder with Margot, Commissioner. She's a little sensitive after our experience with Champ Stone 2 weeks ago.
Oh, never mind 2 weeks ago. What about right now, Mr. John Green lying dead on your doorstep?
It was the destroyer, Commissioner. I've already explained how I challenged him back at the club. Evidently, he came gunning for me and killed Green by mistake.
But what was John Green doing in your apartment, wearing your pajamas?
Green's place in the Hammond Hotel has been destroyed in the explosion. He asked me to put him up for the night. When the killer knocked on the door, I was in the next room, so Green opened for me. I heard two shots. When I got to the door, he was dead.
So it was either Richard Wall or Foster Merrill, eh?
One of them is the destroyer, Commissioner. Oh, excuse me. Hello?
Mr. Cranston, this is Cardona. Is the Commissioner still there?
Just a moment, Cardona. For you, Commissioner.
Oh, thanks. Hello, Cardona.
Hello, Commissioner. See, we just got a message down at headquarters that ought to interest you.
Okay, Cardona, let's have it.
It was thrown through the window of the newspaper office, tied to a dynamite fuse.
A dynamite fuse?
Hold the phone away from here, Commissioner. Let us listen.
Now, look, here's the message.
Yeah.
It says, to the people of the city, I am the man who struck twice today with fire and explosion. I am the destroyer.
Destroyer?
Tomorrow at noon, I will strike again. Listen and tremble, you millions. Tomorrow at noon, in one stroke, I wipe out your city. And it's signed the destroyer.
Well, I'll be...
No, what do you want me to do about this, Commissioner?
Oh, hold on to it, Cardona. I'll be right down. You hear that, Cranston, Miss Lane? How do you like that? Well, I've got to do something about it right now. Excuse me, Miss Lane. I'm away, Cranston. I'm going.
Where to, Commissioner?
Down to headquarters. It's 3 o'clock now. I've got 9 hours to get that destroyer, and I'm going to get it.
Well, Ramon, you heard the Commissioner. 9 hours.
The destroyer's going to smash the city in one stroke. How in blazes is he going to do that?
That's the $64 question. Got the answer?
No, Margot, but I'm going to find out.
How?
Either Wald or Merrill is the destroyer. It's got to be one of those two. I'm going to find out which.
What are you going to do?
The destroyer thinks that Cranston is dead. He's got to go on thinking that. So I'm going to turn this case over to an old friend of mine, the Shadow.
Destruction is on the march, but my name shall not be known yet. Oh, no, it's not time. Cranston is silenced. But the others, John Green and Richard Wall, they were at the club. They heard Cranston's words. Perhaps they too may remember that one slip. They must be silent. Richard Wall and John Green must be silent before they remember. And Wall will be first.
Richard Wall.
What?
Richard Wall, wake up.
Funny kind of a nightmare.
This is no dream, Wald. Awake.
Voices in the darkness. Nothing in my room. Nothing but moonlight in the window.
There is moonlight and shadows.
Yet I can hear...
You hear the shadow.
The shadow?
Are you awake now?
Yes, I think so, but I can't see you.
No man sees the shadow.
Who are you? What do you want?
The truth.
About what?
About destruction.
Destruction? That's funny. That's very funny. Suddenly awakening from a sound sleep, suddenly I realized...
You realized what?
Shadow, listen. This evening in my club, I was there with Alain Cranston, John Green, and Foster Merrill.
Yes, the Shadow knows.
One of us made a damaging admission about the explosion that destroyed the Hammond Hotel.
Yes.
Cranston knew one of us had made it. But he couldn't remember which. Neither could I.
You're sure it wasn't yourself?
No, of course not.
Go on.
Suddenly, when you awakened me, the realization came to me, the recollection of who had made that statement.
Yes, who?
Someone had remarked that the explosive which destroyed the Hammond Hotel was placed in the elevator shaft.
Go on.
Now I remember who said it.
Who?
It was the...
Someone fired from the door.
Oh, Shadow.
Dead. Wherever you are, Wald, listen to me. The Shadow knows your secret. By killing you, the destroyer has revealed himself and destroyed his secret. The Shadow knows.
What are you doing in my office?
Good morning, Commissioner. Had breakfast today? You don't look it.
I've been too busy for breakfast, Miss Lane.
Only time for lunch soon. It's almost 12.
And I haven't located that destroyer guy yet. How can I think about eating with that on my mind?
Listen, Commissioner. I know who the destroyer is.
Oh.
Foster Merrill.
How do you know?
Richard Wald was murdered a few hours ago.
What?
That's right, Commissioner.
So, how does that prove Merrill is the destroyer?
By elimination. The destroyer had to be either Green, Wald, or Merrill. Green was killed in mistake for myself. Now Wald is killed. That leaves Merrill or me.
You can't suspect Lamont.
No, yes, I can.
So that makes it Merrill, QED. He really outsmarted himself trying to kill off all the men who might remember he was the one who made that admission at the club. By doing that, he clearly pointed the finger at himself.
So it's Merrill, eh? Mm-hmm. And we've got to get all of them. We've got to get him before noon.
No use, Commissioner. Lamont and I have been scouring the city trying to locate him.
There's no soap.
But that warning about destroying the city in one stroke.
I don't know, Commissioner. Maybe he can do it. He did a beautiful job of destruction on that warehouse and the Hammond Hotel.
But how can a man wipe out a city? One single man, mind you. Why, it'd take thousands of planes to do it with bombs.
Yes, that's what's bothering me. I don't think Merrill is bluffing. I think he intends to keep his promise.
But how?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I've got every member of the force on the alert. We've got every key point in the city guarded. What else can I do?
Frankly, I don't know. The only thing left is to figure what Merrill is going to do and try to beat him to it.
I know, Cranston. I've been sitting here for hours, kicking it around. I say to myself, Weston, if you were going to wipe out a city, how would you do it?
Well, how would you, Commissioner?
I don't know. And it's 11:30.
Yes, and we've only got half an hour. Half an hour to figure what a maniac bent on destruction is going to do.
This is murder, Cranston.
I feel all goose-pimply, like Noah waiting for the deluge.
No, this is no time for arcs and animals.
Hey, wait a minute. Huh? Say that again, Marco. Hmm? How do you feel?
Like Noah, waiting for the deluge to start.
Deluge. Cranston, have you left your rocker?
No, I got it. Deluge, blood. That's the answer.
The answer to what?
To how one man could wipe out a city at one stroke.
What are you talking about?
Listen, the city reservoir is at the head of the Atlantic Valley, about 15 miles north of here.
So what?
One man could blow up the Atlantic Dam, couldn't he?
We must.
If that dam was destroyed, billions of gallons of water would be released. They'd come pouring down the valley and sweep over the entire city.
Holy Malta!
That would be destruction with a capital D. The whole city'd be wiped out. Commissioner, this is only a hunch. You keep your police watching the city in case I'm wrong.
Yeah, but what about you?
I'm hustling up to Atlantic Dam in case I'm right.
What time is it, Lamont?
Nearly 12.
Are you sure we've come to the right place?
I don't know, Margo. Just a hunch. I'm saying this for all it's worth.
Suppose he's planning something else. Suppose he doesn't come at all.
I think he will.
What are you going to do, Lamont?
Turn Mr. Merrill over to the shadow.
What's the shadow going to do?
Something he's never done before.
What's that?
Appear before Merrill's eyes.
You're going to let Merrill see the shadow?
No, I'm going to let Merrill see someone he never expected to see again. Merrill's a madman, Mondo. He'll probably have pounds of explosive on him. I can't take any chances. I've got to paralyze him with a violent shock before he has a chance to use his dynamite.
If he shows up.
If he shows up.
So now we just wait.
Let's go. Just wait and pray.
Here is Lamont Cranston.
No.
No, impossible. This is impossible. I saw him die. I killed him and watched him fall. Get back, you. Stay there.
Meryl, watch out. Go away.
No! Blood. Water. Don't be like that. Please.
Fire! 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 Fire!
But not the truth, Lamont.
No, I'm afraid he can't know the shadow spoke to Foster Merrill and then appeared to him as Lamont Cranston.
Oh, it was awful when he saw you. He just staggered back and fell.
Straight into the spillway. He might have had a chance, but all that explosive in his pocket, pounds and pounds of dynamite, sucked him under.
What is the matter with Merrill, Lamont? He seems such a nice little man.
I don't know, Margot. No one knows what makes people go insane. Perhaps one tiny cell in his brain became short-circuited. Perhaps his whole mind was warped and distorted.
I wish I knew what he was thinking when he did all those terrible things.
Perhaps it all seemed terribly logical to him. For all we know, everything Merrill did made sense to him.
I wish that we could cure every twisted, warped mind in the world, Lamont.
If we could, you'd lose a very dear friend, Margot.
What do you mean?
On that day, the shadow would retire forever. You'd have to be content with dull old Lamont Cranston.
That would be okay by me. God, crooks have been keeping you so busy, I never get to see you. What do I have to do to get a date with you? Commit murder?
Everybody's days are busy. We've all filled our daily schedules full to overflowing, doing our own home front jobs and helping with the all-out effort toward victory in every way we know how. So we appreciate more than ever before what it means to relax and how much easier it is to relax when a home is pleasant and inviting. American homemakers are learning how much easier it is to keep a home that way with the three great Linex home brighteners. For example, they're learning that Linex Cream Polish restores the original handsomeness of fine furniture in one quick, easy application, banishes messy finger marks, helps conceal scratches, does away with cloudy old polish and dust. You see, Linex Cream Polish for fine furniture actually cleans as it polishes, saving one whole step in the cleaning day routine of busy homemakers, cutting their work in half. Let your fine furniture regain its loveliness with Linex Cream Polish. Remember always to ask your dealer for Linex Cream Polish, which cleans as it polishes. It's the streamlined way to furniture care. You'll find all three great Linex home brighteners at your nearest hardware, paint, or department store.
The Shadow Program is based on a story copyrighted by Street & Smith Publications. The characters, names, places, and plots are fictitious. Any similarity to persons living or dead is purely coincidental. Again next week, the Shadow will demonstrate that...
The weed of crime bears bitter fruit. Crime does not pay. The Shadow knows.
Listen again next week, same time, same station, for another strange and thrilling adventure in the Shadow's daring fight against the forces of evil. The Shadow is brought to you by the three great Linex home brighteners, Linex Clear Gloss Varnish, Linex Cream Polish, and Linex Self-Polishing Wax, created by Acme, America's great producer of fine Acme quality paints, enamels, and varnishes.